the Dallas Six goes to court. They're called the Dallas Six, and we ain't talking about Texas. Dallas, in Pennsylvania, is one of nearly 30 prisons in the state located in its rural outback. The Six are young black men who, in 2010, tried to stage a peaceful protest in the prison's hole or its solitary confinement unit. They were moved to such protest after they witnessed another prisoner, Isaac Sanchez, being strapped into a torture chair. Prison officials call it a restraint chair. For hours, even overnight. When guards threatened to do the same to them, the men tried to cover their cell doors with their bedding and refused to leave their cells. The guards armed themselves with batons and electrified equipment, and they stormed the six cells, leaving the men beaten, bloody, naked, their flesh seared with pepper spray. All of the guards later admitted they suffered no injuries. How could they? They wore black body armor and helmets, which the prisoners call Star Wars clothing. After some of the men filed grievances and civil suits, the district attorney replied with criminal charges, and on November 10th, 2014, the men will be marched into Luzerne County Courthouse in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to face riot charges. They were gassed, they were beaten, they were tasered and zapped with electro shields, and they face riot charges. It should be noted that this was the very same county where judges took money to send kids to jail, where no one reported their monstrous actions, not even the DA, for nearly a decade. The Dallas Six, Andre Jacobs, Anthony Kelly, Carrington Keys, Anthony Locke, Dwayne Peters, and Derek Stanley are potentially facing new prison terms for refusing to submit to torture. For men have died in America while strapped in the torture chair. Stand up for the Dallas Six. Stand up for justice and human rights. For more information on the Dallas Six, go to scidallas6.blogspot.com. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.